student loan repayments have been on pause for a couple years now because of the pandemic. Now the Biden administration has signaled that it may extend that pause, which was set to expire in May. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain also said that President Biden will decide whether to forgive some student loan debt before that freeze is lifted. Here's Klain on the show Pod Save America.
The president's going to look at what we should do on student debt before the pause expires, or he'll extend the pause. And so the question of whether or not there's some executive action student debt forgiveness when the payments resume is a decision we're going to take before the payments resume.
We're talking now about student loan debt and the possible continuation of the repayment moratorium. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you? Have your student loan repayments been on hold for a while? Do you want to see that continue, or do you think it's time to get back to normal on that? What questions do you have? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Travis Hornsby is a chartered financial analyst and founder of StudentLoanPlanner.com. He hosts the Student Loan Planner podcast. Travis, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
So for people who have their student loan payments frozen right now, that might end in May. It might not. What should they be doing right now?
We don't think it's going to end in May. We think they will probably extend it. In terms of what people should do, it's been a long time since you've heard from your student loan company, right? So what we would recommend is to try to go into your servicer's website and update your contact information. You can also do that at studentaid.gov. Just make sure that when the payment pause inevitably does end, that you have everything on file so that somebody can reach you and let you know about the details for whatever that will be.
Did people have the option of continuing payments to try to tuck away at the principal there?
Yeah, you certainly do during this pause, and a lot of people have done that. But in many cases, it's a mistake. And the reason for that is because some people go for student loan forgiveness programs. And if you're making any payments during this period that we've had the pause in place for the past 2 years, if you're going for student loan forgiveness, then those payments are wasted. And one thing that people aren't aware of is you can actually request a retroactive refund going back to the beginning of the pause, March 13th of 2020, and get all that money back if you mistakenly paid when you didn't need to. Of course, some people that do want to pay off their debts in full are continuing to make payments, and with the interest being paused, all that's going towards what people owe, which is a very welcome thing, but I think it will unfortunately end. But it's going to, I think, last a little bit longer than May.
Now, this freeze started during the earlier days of the pandemic under the Trump administration. The pandemic isn't over, but the damage to the economy that it was doing earlier on does seem to have faded. Can you talk about why the freeze on student loan repayments is still going on?
At this point, it's really a question of politics. So earlier on in the pandemic, everyone sort of was on the same page that we needed to do as much as possible to stimulate consumer demand. And the current administration actually did say repeatedly that the January 31st date for the end of the student loan pause would be the final extension of the pause. But what's really important to know is that coincided with two things: Omicron variant and Build Back Better not passing. And there was an overwhelming pressure campaign from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party to extend that to, I think that many have wanted to extend it longer than May. The administration said that they would do it for an additional 90 days. But the problem we're running up against now is the midterm season is fast approaching. And for very obvious reasons, the party in power does not want to turn on student loan repayments for millions of borrowers going into a midterm election year. So there's some people, we would probably be among them, saying that we expect that that pause might get extended until right past the midterms to avoid political damage.
Another question all along has been not just delaying payments due, but forgiving some level of student loan debt. And the amount, depending on who's calling for it, varies from all of it everywhere to targeted amounts for people in particular need. What's the latest conversation on forgiving some student loan right now?
So the key thing to know is the authority for pausing all payments and interest is derived from the HEROES Act of 2003. And that says that you can do things during a national emergency so that borrowers are no worse off. But the interpretation has sort of been that you can't make borrowers way better off. In other words, that act doesn't possibly give the president the authority to cancel student loan debt, but merely to put things on pause. And there was a memo about a year ago the Department of Education was asked to provide about the president's authority to cancel student loan debt. So for progressives on the left, they are very adamant that the president does have this authority. And so they asked for this memo from the Department of Education. That memo has been produced but heavily redacted. In other words, the White House refuses to say what its Department of Education thinks about what the president's authority to cancel student loan debt really is. And so everyone's in this sort of limbo where no one wants to turn student loan payments on to be blamed for that. And for whatever reason, they do not want to release the authority that they have based off of this memo to cancel student loan debt or not. So we're really sort of in this waiting game. What I kind of expect the outcome to be is that the party in power will continue the pause past the midterms to avoid being blamed for it, and will try to avoid the question of student debt cancellation, because I think what's the only, you know, reason that I can think of why they wouldn't publish that memo is that the memo told them something they didn't want to hear, which is to say that the president does not have the authority to cancel student loan debt via executive order.
Talking to Travis Hornsby from studentloanplanner.com, looking at a likely extension of a moratorium on student loan payments, the possibility of partial or total student loan debt cancellation. You can join in with your thoughts or questions about either of those at 800-642-1234. Let's bring out a caller now. Murta is with us in Madison. Murta, hi.
Hi. I'm very excited about the freeze of student loan debt. I am a registered nurse. I work for a public health department in our town. And I owe money for my college degree in nursing, and I'm really excited, and I hope at one point in this world we would be able to look at eliminating and forgiving student loans for African Americans who are at least healthcare professionals, especially in light of the post-pandemic or the pandemic, the endemic that we're still in. Because we work super hard and we are committed, but many times working for the government, it isn't super, super great, 100% great pay. So paying back student loans, especially with children and that kind of thing, becomes, you know, very difficult. So that's my thought on the issue. I'm very excited about the potential extension of the freeze on student loans.
Murta, thanks for the call. Travis, first of all, the idea of targeting some forgiveness to particular communities, whether low income or, as Murta mentions, by race, African-Americans hard hit by the pandemic, before we get into healthcare professionals in particular, are those ideas that are out there?
Right. I mean, one thing that I wanted to say that's even more exciting than the prospect of a potential extension on the student loan pause is, because Murta mentioned she was a registered nurse, that everyone needs to know about the public service waiver program that's enacted right now that the Biden administration is doing. So many people might have heard about public service loan forgiveness. It's this program that infamously has had a lot of problems with the approval rate for people that are applying and get denied. So during the pandemic, with all these emergency authorities the president has over student loan debt, the Biden administration has waived most of the requirements for the PSLF program that normally exist, which means that, say, Murta had been a registered nurse for, let's just say, 15 years and had been making payments, but maybe she had the wrong kind of loans. Well, you can now consolidate those loans with the Department of Education and then apply at studentaid.gov/PSLF after that consolidation and potentially get all 10 years that you need for complete loan forgiveness on your loans applied to loans that previously didn't even qualify. And the deadline for that PSLF waiver program is October 31st of 2022. So, you know, that's something that could result in a whole lot of nonprofit or government full-time employees' loans being either a lot more close to being forgiven or being immediately and completely forgiven. So we're seeing a huge number of people coming through our site right now for that opportunity. As to the question about should there be targeted forgiveness more specifically, I think yes. The problem with the PSLF, with the extension of the student loan pause is that it isn't targeted at all, right? It's a one-size-fits-all program, which means that, African-American nurse who's been working really hard during the pandemic but has a lot of student loan debt might be getting a lot less benefits than an orthopedic surgeon who has a lot more debt and therefore gets a lot more interest subsidized during this pause. So I would certainly think that it would be a great thing to target the forgiveness for those who need it most, be it on income level or people that are in default, or if you want to look at different demographic groups. And that's I think one of the big missed opportunities of this student loan pause extension that the relief is not more targeted.
Thanks for that call, Murda. We're talking about the possible extension of the pandemic freeze on student loan payments. Travis Hornsby stays with us, chartered financial analyst, founder of studentloanplanner.com. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you benefiting from this current freeze on student loan payments? Do you want to see that extended? Or whether you have loans or not, do you think it's time to end that waiver? And how about the idea of forgiving student loans for some particular people, for everybody, some point in between? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Travis Hornsby, chartered financial analyst, founder of studentloanplanner.com. The Biden administration is likely to extend the moratorium on student loan payments again. Currently, that moratorium expires in May. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or your questions. Renata joins us now in Lake Mills. Renata, hi.
Good afternoon. My question has to do with the moratorium and how it applies to private student loans, which seems to be going under the radar. Many private student loan companies are still requiring payments. The interest keeps accruing. Yet these private student loan companies are protected by the federal government, and these loans need to be recategorized back what they is not in the student loan category. And I would like to hear the guest's comments on that, and I'll take my comments off the air.
Renata, thanks for the call. Travis, private student loans.
Well, there's really two kinds of private student loans, really. There's the kind that is definitely 100% private, and then there's the kind that's offered from the FFEL program, the FFEL loan program. So for those that don't know, the FFEL loan program, this is mostly loans that were taken out before 2010. A lot of times these loans are owned by a commercial entity, but they're guaranteed by the government. And so there are sometimes ways that you can consolidate these older loans into a direct loan with the government and get the benefit of that 0% interest and the forgiveness options. A lot of people aren't aware of that, that's an option. So that's one point. There's a whole lot of people out there that are being charged for their loans might actually be able to get that 0% interest by consolidating at studentaid.gov. The point about the private loans that are, you know, definitely not guaranteed by the government, that are not on that program, unfortunately, you know, there's nothing that can be done in the short run. So if you have a private student loan, what we would suggest is try to apply for a lower interest rate. So, for example, a whole lot of people have interest rates that are above 3% on their private loans. And that's one thing that studentloanplanner.com does, is we help identify for people that have private loans, can you qualify for a lower interest rate, possibly get a lower monthly payment as well. So while I sympathize that, you know, for whatever reason that those loans were left out of the conversation, there are some relief options available by potentially looking for lower interest rates or consolidating them if they're actually guaranteed by the government.
Thanks for that call, Renata. Jeremy joins us next in Milwaukee. Jeremy, hi.
How are you?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, Jeremy?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, I mean, I went to school 15 years ago. At the age of 24 years old, I decided to go to college, went to a university, and spent $75,000 in loans because I didn't have the money saved in my bank account to go to college, but I knew I wanted to go. So I took those loans out, $75,000 later, graduated, and over the course of 12 years, slowly but surely, using just logic and self-discipline, budgeting, I paid my loans off. And I feel like nowadays, everybody's looking for free money, free this, free that. And it's just killing our economy. It's killing our nation. And
Jeremy. We don't have too much time left, but this is a lot of people think, Travis, hey, either I paid my loans off or I didn't go to college. I didn't take loans at all. So why should this one group of people get this benefit that isn't applying to everybody else?
Well, luckily, I'm not a politician, so I would urge everyone, for every different opinion that people have on student loan debt, to contact their representatives, contact their legislators, contact their representatives, senators, et cetera, to make their views known. That's the point of a democracy, right? I would say, in terms of the caller's point, you know, it is true that the, you know, student loans are disproportionately held by people that have higher incomes than average. It's true. And, you know, economists would call this sort of policy regressive, meaning that it's you know, disproportionately benefits higher income borrowers. It's also true that there's a lot of student loan borrowers really struggling that are working single parents that this would be absolutely life-changing to receive some level of relief. What we tell people is, you know, you can control what you can control. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of loopholes, a lot of tricks and tools that you can utilize to pay your debt off or go for forgiveness if that's a better choice for you individually. So just as we, you know, say that, you know, Social Security or Medicare, it doesn't really matter what your view is on it. If it doesn't get changed, you might as well claim the benefits that you are being offered because you're paying taxes for it anyway. So that's sort of our approach to things. And, you know, I would encourage people to pay their debt back faster than 12 years if that's the path that makes sense for them. And some of this, you know, tools you can do, like you're refinancing it to a lower interest rate, you know, maybe trying to take bonuses and throwing it at your loans and different strategies like that. So I understand where the caller is coming from and just hope everybody reaches out to the representatives to share their views.
Jeremy, thanks for sharing your story. In just our last minute, Travis, what are you watching for next on student loan debt and the federal government?
I think you're going to see a lot more headlines about this PSLF waiver for public servants specifically. About 100,000 people have been approved for this so far. I expect as many as maybe 5 to 10 million borrowers could potentially benefit from this public service loan forgiveness waiver. So if you are a nonprofit or a government employee listening to this, please Google the PSLF waiver. Check out studentaid.gov. You can check out studentloanplanner.com and see if you potentially qualify for this, because it's truly a life-changing thing that expires because of the temporary authority from the pandemic, October 31st of 2022. And finally, with the student loan pause, I expect we will hear something, if not this week, then next week when the president gets back from his overseas trip.
Travis, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Great to be here.
Travis Hornsby is a chartered financial analyst and the founder of studentloanplanner.com. He talked to us about whether we'll see student loan forgiveness under President Biden as the freeze on payments, as we just heard, may soon be extended.